There's a famous saying which goes as "Oot ke pair palne mein dik jate hain," or in English, if you translate it, "Coming events cast their shadows before." Now, this is typically coded for infants who tend to be super energetic in their cradles and, you know, are designed for great things. The person we're discussing today about has definitely lived up to this phrase. I don't know if anyone said this for him or not, but he has done everything and more. Virat Kohli, the Indian cricket player, is a figure known across the world now, loved for his game, and not just for the game, but outside the game as well, and dreaded by almost all of his rivals. We have Vijay Lokapalli today with us, India's most famous sports journalist who's been writing for more than 3 decades now for The Hindu and Sports Star, but has written most on the game of cricket. He's here with us today, and we're discussing the book which he has authored. The book is called Driven, which is an account of Virat's journey from his early days to the heights he has reached today. The book is full of anecdotes, and we're going to discuss a lot more of them in today's episode.
A quick message before we welcome Vijay sir on the podcast. This episode on The Secrets of Storytellers is in collaboration with the Women's Stories podcast. This is the first Indian podcast to exclusively feature businesswomen from across the world. Hear extraordinary stories from unconventional businesswomen by tapping on Khushi Khare's podcast. The podcast is available on all the audio streaming platforms. Check it out.
So let's welcome Vijay sir. Hi Vijay sir, welcome to Secrets of Storytellers. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, hello Shubham. You're being very, very kind in the introduction. It was an honest effort to bring out one aspect of Virat Kohli, which was, you know, not known, that he can be very well-behaved, polite, you know, very disciplined, not boorish as he comes across sometimes on the screen. He's not. So that was the aim behind the book, to tell you the real Virat. And I'm happy if I'm able to convince you that he is not what you often think him to be. And yes, the book also gave me an opportunity to study the man from different angles. I've known him for so long, but writing the book, I discovered there were so many things about his character which I was probably discovering myself. So I'm glad you liked it. And once again, thank you for having me here.
Definitely, sir. I mean, I think the pleasure is ours. But like you said, you know, there were a lot of things that I didn't know about Virat. Obviously, you know, what you see on the screen, how he comes across, how he's been perceived, how he's been portrayed is a lot different than, you know, what goes on behind the scenes. And it was interesting to know what steps or, you know, what things he did in order to get where he has today. And so we'll discuss more about that.
Yeah. See, Shubham, remember one thing. I mean, when right through his career, one thing which has stood out is his, should I say, confidence, or should I say determination, or the focus, you know, single-minded. He was working on wanting to play cricket at the highest level and wanting to play good cricket. You know, he was right from the beginning, if you see, I've said at some point in the book that he was always looking to play with players who were elder to him, you know, in age. He would love to compete with the seniors, and he was always wanting to step up and take responsibility. For sometimes his coach was really worried for him because बड़ों के साथ खेलेगा तो चोट लग जाएगा. But he was not like that. He was willing to take them on. And look at his career. I mean, where he is now. He's probably one of the all-time greats. And in modern cricket, I think he has been the leader.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Why don't we start from the start? You know, a lot of good players are there, I think. And they're reeling in the state and Ranji matches. Virat was also, you know, caught in that rut. What would you call his tipping point was?
I think his tipping point was, should I tell you, the playing the Ranji Trophy. See, he played junior cricket. He did well. He came through the ranks. Initially, it is there in the book, Shubham, where he was not picked. He was turned back from the first to the trials when he went for the first time. And second time, he had done very well. And he realized at 2 in the morning, his coach told him, you are not in the squad. So he was very upset. And then he scored more runs. He came back. So that explains his character. He went through the under-15s and 17s and 19s. He won the World Cup. That's another matter. But I think the tipping point, if you ask me, was the 100 is cold in Rishakotla. When he came back with his father's body lying at home, he had lost his father, and his coach told him to go and play, continue his innings. I mean, he was overnight, if you remember, he was not out. And Delhi was facing the chances of being asked to follow on. And there was this guy with him, young wicketkeeper Puneet Bisht. And then they got together to construct a partnership and managed to avoid the follow-on for Delhi. And it allowed, I think, for a brief spell, I would say, for that particular day, a phase at the Kotla where Virat was could kind of drown his sorrows in his batting. And Puneet said, later when I spoke to him, he says he was in a different zone. I mean, he was like a zombie there, just batting. And, you know, he wasn't really concerned if I'm there with him. And it was bad luck that Virat was, when he was not out, he was given out, got behind. And I felt sorry because the wicketkeeper knew that it wasn't an edge. He could have just called him back, but he did not. That's another matter. So for me, that was the day in his career, which really established him as somebody who is so determined to go all the way. And like they say, that day he became a man from a boy.
Yeah, and I think that chapter is rightly named like that, you know, day he became a man. I really can't even think of doing something like that. You know, he heard the news that his father passed away the last night and he was back on the field, not even done his rites, the ritual rites, and playing for Delhi. I think it tells a lot about the character as a player itself.
His focus was cricket. I mean, at that young age, even earlier also, see, when he was young, his father would drive him to different grounds on his scooter, two-wheeler. And he loved, his father knew that probably his son's future lay in cricket. So his father, I think, was the first, I should say, the one to discover his talent. I mean, of course, Rajkumar Sharma has been there right from day one, and from the time he went to his academy. But his father's role was very influential. It is sad that his father didn't live to see his son's progress as such a big cricketer. I mean, a great cricketer. And he's got the support of his mother, his brother, sister, and the coach, in fact. Rajkumar took over the role of his father. I mean, he was like a father figure to more than a coach. He was like a father figure to Virat, and Virat has never disappointed him. And to this day, he listens to Rajkumar Sharma every second, third day. They speak to each other even today. And it is just it is not some technical thing Rajkumar must be talking. Little things about batting, little things about life. So it's been a wonderful partnership for them. And I think this is it's a case study, if you ask me, how a coach can make such an impact on a cricketer, on a student.
Interesting you mentioned about, you know, the coaching part of it. And I think Rajkumar Sharma has a big role to play. Taking a small digression from that, have you seen big players in the world game of cricket or otherwise always have a coach who's so strong at their back, helping them all the way? Is it a common phenomena that you've seen across the world?
It is. You will have to have, see, it depends whether you call him your coach, you call him your guide, or you call him your mentor.
Yeah.
It is whatever word you want to use, but there will always be one person you will go to. I mean, you and I also have a person who I go to every time I feel I need guidance, even today. So every player, and if you ask Mr. Gavaskar, you ask Dilip Vengsarkar today, Sandeep Patel, Sachin Tendulkar, Kambli, all these people, Sehwag revers his coach, you know, Mr. Sharma, Ian Sharma. He just worships him because he says, what am I, whatever I am, because of him. And so does Lakshman, so does Rahul Dravid, all of them. And they will talk about their coach. Everyone has one person in his life to go to in times of distress. And of course, they celebrate together. So this is a sportsman. I think he needs a guiding force, whether you call him a coach or you call him a mentor. And sometimes, like in Sachin's case, it was also his elder brother, Ajit,
who
he would always go back to. And Ajit would come up with some fantastic solutions for him, you know. So I'm not surprised that Virat today, even to this day, he just has he relies on Rajkumar Sharma.
Right. Lovely. Well, on a lighter note, Virat was nicknamed Chiku. So what's that story about?
Chiku, there was this coach, you know, Ajit Chaudhary. So he told me this incident. I don't know where they were playing.
Yeah.
And there was this character, Chiku, in one of the comics.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So this guy went out on his own in the evening and came back with a haircut. So that haircut was like Chiku. So he's, then Ajit said, "Oh, tu to Chiku lag raha hai." And then the name stuck, you know, Chiku.
Yeah.
So he doesn't mind. Even now, he responds to Chiku. You call him Chiku, he'll turn back. He knows. So Ajit Chaudhary is the person who gave him that name. And Ajit used to play for Madras Cricket Club in Delhi.
Right.
And he's also very close to Sehwag. And he's one of the DDC officials at the Delhi Cricket Club, Delhi and District Cricket Association. So Ajit has so many stories about him. Well, the Chiku one I like.
Lovely. So, Vijay sir, you know, I think Virat's career has seen many pivot points, like you mentioned also before. What do you think are some of the most important ones, you know, which totally changed the course of future for him? And a lot of them you've mentioned in the book as well.
If you ask me, initially he struggled in England, right? People wrote him off, and how he came back. He made last runs on his last visit to England. He has made runs in Australia. And the fact that he was entrusted with captaincy when he took over from Dhoni.
Yep.
So he developed as a compact batsman. And then he was able to also adapt to the shortest format, Shubham. If you see, test match batting is different. I mean, he has the right temperament for test cricket. And then ODI cricket, he dominated wonderfully because of the range of shots he has. And then he took to T20 also so comfortably. I mean, he was, It seemed as if he was ready for all formats. But I like him for the simple fact that he accepts his failures and wants to come back very strongly.
Yeah.
And so I would say his batting in Australia probably would be the phase where he convinced his critics and his admirers that he is the man to watch in international cricket, whether in India, I mean, whether in Asian conditions or outside India. Yeah,
because I think that is one notion for Indian cricket team that, you know, you play well at home, the minute you get out, you're out.
Correct. Yeah. Which is, I don't know. I mean, how can it be that it is easy to bat in India? I don't understand.
Yeah, agreed. It's taken for granted.
Yeah, it is challenging. I mean, it is not that you just because you're playing at home, runs will come easily. No, you may have a comfort level of, yeah, okay, you know the playing conditions very well, but then you still get out, na?
Yep.
So it's a very wrong notion that it is easy to make runs in India. It is as challenging as anywhere.
Right. So I want to talk about the Indian coach seat a bit. I think that is one chapter which has not been great, at least in the past. We all remember the Shastri Kumble Shastri episode, you know. And there have been endless debates on who's right or who's wrong. Everyone has their own points. Tell us about what was the rift between Virat and Kumble all about?
More than rift, I think it was just the fact that their style differed, right?
Okay.
And please remember, if Virat was a big player, so was Anil Kumble.
Yep.
And so is Ravi Shastri, of course. So it was not that more than ego. I think it was some lack of communication, one. And also the fact that what I thought was Kumble had pressed for Kuldeep Yadav against Australia. Probably Virat wasn't convinced. And then when Virat was not playing the test match at Dharamshala, I mean, it was Ajinkya Rahane who led the squad.
Hmm.
He included Kuldeep Yadav in the 11. Right, and Kuldeep Yadav did well. And I remember for the press conference after the test match, it was not Rahane who came, it was Virat Kohli who came, even though he had not played the match. So he wanted to put his views across. And then, of course, it came to a point where Kumble was also very strict. He couldn't afford to be strict because you were not going to turn around and say no to Anil Kumble.
Yeah.
Certain things if he wanted, like he would not allow anybody to report late when the bus was leaving for the ground. So small little things, but he in his own way, Kumble was a very highly disciplined cricketer. So he wouldn't have tolerated all this. And not that Virat was dealing the bus every time. But there were certain things which Kumble wanted his way, probably did not go well with Virat and some of the other players who found him, who would have thought Kumble to be very strict. And why not? I mean, if he's the coach, you have to go by how his style of functioning. You will have to accept.
Yep.
And when they found it wasn't, feelers went out. And it was very, very unfortunate the way Kumble lost his job, because to me, he still would have been there. He's a good tactician. He's a fantastic student of the game. And if you see the very fact that how Kumble used to set up his batsman, it shows that he was a brilliant, brilliant thinking bowler, right? And he brought that aspect into his coaching also. And he was also, the best thing about Kumble is he'll welcome everyone. It's not that he has strong likes and dislikes. So Kumble was also very, very disappointed with what happened. He lost his job. And then, if you remember the incident where it was pointed out that Virat deleted that tweet.
Which he had written on Kumble's...
where he had welcomed him. So yeah. I don't know why he did that. But I don't know if you remember, after he was removed, Shastri became the coach. And Virat also had... He had respect for Kumble. He invited him for his wedding and Kumble went also. I mean, normally, if I was there, I would have thought twice. I wouldn't have gone. Why should I go? But things don't work like that. They are all very mature people. So, and Kumble happily went and attended the reception in Bombay. So, it all ended well. And today, of course, I don't think Kumble holds any grudge. He has moved on. So has Virat Kohli. He has moved on. Ravi Shastri has done a decent job with the team. So,
yeah, I think it shows a lot about both Virat and Kumble that, you know, he invited and he attended to it, which I think shows us a lot.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was easy for Virat. I mean, good. You sent him the invite. But for Kumble to accept the invitation and travel from Bangalore to Bombay, it showed his spirit also, you know, to forgive and move on.
Yeah. So, Vijay sir, you know, we've seen a lot of great players and, you know, definitely Virat is one of the best. But is it just the batting that sets him apart, or is it something else that, you know, makes him so different from all the other players, sportsmen?
Batting, of course, is the prime reason why he is what he is, right? And also the fact that he has led very well. I mean, he has commanded respect with his performance. They cannot, and like I remember, I did one interview with him where he said that, sir, I will not ask them to do what I myself can't. He says, if I want them to run 10 rounds, I should be running 14 rounds myself. So I have to set an example. So he always set an example for them to follow and emulate. And he was always scoring runs when they were needed most. So the respect he earned from the team also knew, okay, my God, I mean, here is a player who is not just captain because he's been made the captain. He's also performing like a captain. He stood for them. He would back players. He would tell them at the start of the series, you don't have to worry. The sense of insecurity he got rid of, the sense of insecurity which used to grip Indian cricket for a long time, where you were not sure of your place. I mean, long before, Mr. Pataudi used to do that. Mr. Gavaskar used to do that. And then, of course, Saurav was backing his players. Sachin also was there when he was leading the side. But nobody like Virat. I mean, he ensured that he made his players feel secure. And then the brand of cricket he brought in, aggressive, in the face, you know, he was not going to take things lying down as maybe, you know, if the Australians were aggressive, he was over aggressive.
Yeah.
And people say he's hyper, yes, sometimes. But the thing is, let me quickly tell you before I forget. Otherwise, there's one thing I wanted to point out. See, people say, why he's so aggressive? The language they show, you can lip read. But my thing is, it helps the broadcaster, you know, to show Virat all the time.
Right. No, I agree. So where do you foresee Virat in the future for his own game, for the Indian cricket team, and for the game of cricket, you know, in general as well?
I think Shubham, he's been a very, very critical character for cricket in these times. Please remember that you would give credit to selectors, the other coaches, the whole system of identifying a player and grooming him. But in his case, he also keeps an eye on junior cricket. So he knows which player is developing and, you know, looking ready to come and play for the country. And he is also instrumental in silently giving them a break also. He speaks for them with the selectors. He argues for their inclusion. So it is not that he's just, he doesn't take interest in matters which don't involve him. But he is very, very important. He has brought a very refreshing style of batting, I would say. You look at some of his amazing shots he plays in every format, even in test cricket. The drive you can see. I mean, he can play the drive of the very first ball he plays. So he is probably the brightest or the most, as they say, lovable brand ambassador for the game in world cricket.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Vijay sir. I think we can go on and on talking about Virat. I think that's how strong a character he is. But I think given the paucity of time, we'll move to the concluding section of the podcast. And this is an interesting section. This is a tell a secret section where I ask each one of my guests one secret about the book or about the journey while you were writing this book, you know, that you've probably not shared a lot out in the open. So what would that be?
Secret would be, I think it would be my son helping me with the book.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was, I have mentioned in the beginning, yes, the fact, but he did his own understanding. He helped me with a few passages in the book where he found out errors. He was able to, yeah. So he, my son also used to play cricket. Then he gave up because of back injury. He also used to, he would go to the Swanet club. So he, that one aspect of, I would love to share here, the help I got from him. And of course, I mean the inputs from every character who figures. To me, it was their effort, Shubham. And I was lucky that everyone I contacted, they were too willing to come up with information and little known anecdotes about his cricket, about his growing up process. So it was, to me, very enjoyable journey writing the book. But like I said, that is one aspect I would love to share here, that yes, I mean, he, I would say my son, Akshay, would be an equal partner.
Wow.
In helping me do the book. Yeah. Because he was the one who was after me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right. That's actually a first, I must tell you, Vijay sir, because, you know, across all the 51 episodes that we have done on the podcast, people have shared about their spouse most of the times, who have been a big critic as well as a big help. But a son doing it is a big thing, I think. That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, he was. I mean, and also because he understands the game, so there were a few technical aspects he pointed out. So it was nice, and it went in my name, but I can share with you that I would consider him an equal, maybe I can say co-author.
Lovely.
My name is there, but I would consider him a co-author. Yeah,
that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Vijay sir. And thank you so much for sharing all the anecdotes, all the behind the scenes, and so much about the character. It was lovely speaking to you. I hope you enjoyed the discussion as well.
Absolutely. I enjoyed. And before I sign off, I must tell you that it is amazing. It is very difficult to be a Sachin Tendulkar in this country because everybody wants your every minute. And it is also very difficult to be a Virat Kohli in this country because they are so demanding.
Yeah.
And these two characters have stood out. I mean, hats off to them for being able to handle all the pressure.
Right. Lovely. I agree with you totally. Totally. Yeah.
Shubham, I think I should give credit to my publishers, Bloomsbury India, for giving me the opportunity to do this book. And also to dear friend, the commissioning editor, Paul Vinay Kumar, because he had faith in me. So I think credit to them, we could create this book called Driven.
Right. No, I agree, because finding a publisher and finding a good editor is a more difficult job, I think, than writing a book. Thank you so much, Vijay sir. It was lovely having you on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Shubham. Thank you very much.